Hi, I'm Jill Chivers from Shop Your Wardrobe and 16 Style Types.
And I'm Imogen Lamport from Inside Out Style and 16 Style Types. Now, how do we express ourselves through our clothes? Now, there are many dressing styles or personality dressing styles that you would not... Classic. Everybody's heard of classic, haven't they? Everybody kind of knows feminine or romantic, natural or casual or relaxed, you know, dramatic, creative. So, how do we access them? Because there are some that come more naturally to different personalities.
Yeah.
And some that can feel a little bit more uncomfortable or less natural. But we still have the option of reaching into each of these grab bags of styles and pulling out a way of using it. Because sometimes the occasion might require it. Or there's something about we want to actually express it in our style.
And I know on this blog, your posts about personality dressing styles, people find really super useful.
Yes.
So, you know, looking at, say, prints and personality styles. I mean, I still go to that. And I think it's really, really fascinating, this idea that we can express a part of who we are through our clothing is so interesting. And what we've done with 16 Style Types is marry these two ideas. And we've differentiated between those seven personality dressing styles and your core self. And the basic principle is that no matter what your style type, and there are 16, you can access all seven of these personality dressing styles, but it's going to show up differently. So what is creative for an ESFJ is going to look different to a creative for an INTJ and for all of the other style types as well. And this is so key. And I think one of the reasons why some women have said no to certain personality dressing styles is they've seen one example of it that is vastly different from them. And they think, I can't be that.
Yes.
So if you are, for example, an ISTJ or one of the more sort of stable style
traditional
types. Yes.
I'm more traditional on the whole.
You might look at the creative and say, I can never be that. I can never do that.
Yeah, I can't use any of it.
No. And the answer is, you can if you want to, in your own way. And of course, the same can be true in reverse. I mean, we've had some of the style types, say like INFP, who find it very difficult to get into traditional working environments. It just seems too classic to them. It's too understated. And of course, the answer is, you can access it in your own way that feels authentic and real and true for you, but you have to do it in your own way.
Yes, you can't do it. So, I mean, like, there's a style called rebellious. And so everybody can do that, but like, as Jill is an ESFJ, are you a naturally rebellious person?
I am not. I am a bit of a rule follower, and I cherish harmony. Harmony in many ways, in many directions. Harmony with myself and how I'm feeling about myself and how my clothing is working. Harmony in relationship to other people is just key. Disharmony with other people just kills me. Harmony is a really key value for me in many respects. And rebellion as a dressing style, a personality dressing style, seems to row in the opposite direction of that I'm deliberately pushing back or making a statement in sort of opposition to whatever is happening. And I have never been a rebellious dresser. Little example from my high school, we used to wear these white polo shirts to school, and my form of rebellion was wearing a coloured bra under it, which, you know, only upon close inspection could one see that this was actually happening. So it was really a private thing for me, but going through rebellious teens, this was sort of a version of rebellion. And now where I experience it is kind of more a little attitudinal, a little bit, I'll do something. It sort of translates into unexpected.
Unexpected, a little subversive, but not...
Yeah, a little bit. And even what I'm wearing today, to me, represents a little bit of rebellion, because I've got the leopard print with this other print, and then I'm wearing a leopard print scarf. And to me, that's sort of a version of creative rebellion. That's my version. Now, somebody else could look at that and say, that is so not rebellion. If you want rebellion, I can give you rebellion. It's not that. And I would say, knock yourself out. Yeah. That's a different version of rebellion.
Yes.
It doesn't make my version inauthentic or unreal. It just makes it my version.
Yes. Mm. And in many ways, like, I think for my own style, for me personally, as just one INTJ in the world, so I'm not representative of everybody.
Yeah.
But I might not want to wear traditionally rebellious clothes, like, well, I might, you know, like, occasionally I've done like a leather cuff with a few studs on it, something like that, but I'm not, I'm never going to be for me, it's, that's not, because I'm too aware of appropriateness.
Yeah.
I'm too aware of how clothes communicate and that I don't want to be putting a distance.
Mm.
You know, I already have a personality that can sometimes make people feel distant, so I don't want to be doing that with my clothes.
Right.
But sometimes it can be, for me, it's an attitude of rebellion that I really don't like to be boxed in. And yeah. I don't like to be told what to wear. You know, so sometimes it's kind of like, you know, I don't want to be fenced in or boxed in, or, you know, nobody can tell me that I can't wear to all seven dressing styles at the same time. And that could be kind of my attitude of rebellion, or I will have, like, you know, today I've actually got kind of a leather look legging on with a slight motorcycle-y feel, and motorcycle-y does come from the rebellions, the rebellious style. So that would be, but they're kind of really trendy. So it's a fashion trend.
They're very cool, actually. I wish you could see them.
Yes.
I'm looking at them now.
But it's that sort of thing where it's, I'm never going to do it in extreme. I'm not going to draw it head to toe. I'm not going to suddenly cover myself in tattoos and piercings and be totally anti-establishment. That's not my version of rebellion.
Yeah.
But I, you know, I certainly have a don't fence me in, don't box me in, don't put me in a small place, because I will want to punch my way out of it.
Yeah, don't tether me.
Yes.
And that's a really important value for you. And I would propose for other INTJs that some version of that is also true.
Yeah. And some people might be much happier. Like, there are probably plenty of INTJs out there who happily, you know, have the tattoos and do all those things.
Yeah, that's their form.
That's their
expression.
Form. Mm. But it is one of those things that's quite interesting. So, you know, like, it's that sort of thing. I could be subtle like Jill, where it's in the underwear.
Mm.
Now, there might be a, you know, one of the styles who is much more naturally
rebellious
and who, you know, everything has to be questioned. Everything, you have to be skeptical and question everything.
Yeah.
Is much more likely to go, well, I'm never going to wear that. I'm going to wear my Doc Martens with my, you know, evening wear. And I'm going to, you know, like, there'll be all sorts of, you know, signs. Mm. Or it could be a much more harmonious style like yours, where it's, you know, I had clients where it will be, it's a sparkly skull, tiny little earring, where you kind of just notice the sparkle. It's not until you get really up close, or sometimes it's a really faint pattern on a scarf or something. Then, because the scarf is always kind of slightly crumpled up, you don't really notice until you look really hard.
Yeah.
And it's almost like that, it's a My Little Secret.
Yeah. So, which is really different to a snake tattoo that starts from one shoulder and finishes on the other.
And goes across your face.
Yes, that's exactly right. You know, with the 1950s pinup, you know, leopard print dress and a pair of Doc Martens and torn fishnets. Yes. Different kind of expression. You know, another style type that's shared with us, a form of rebellion for them, is INFJ in a corporate environment being told what the uniform is. It's navy suits and white shirts or cream shirts. And this one person who was sharing with us their experience, their form of rebellion was to wear another dark neutral, so not navy, and to wear a soft, lighter, neutral top. So that might never look rebellious to a soul, because it's olive with peach, for example. But for that person, they were rebelling against a mandated, enforced dress code that for them represented something that was to be resisted. And so whilst they wanted to fit into that environment, there was something important about being there. Yes. It was meeting other needs for them. That this was a form of rebellion. And you would never look at that and go, oh, that's rebellious. But for them it was. And this is what's so fascinating and amazing about personality dressing styles and meshing it with 16 style types, is you get to choose what it is for you. Creative for you might be wearing red button earrings.
Yes.
That might be creative for you.
Or for, you know, Jill's pattern mixing today. That's a different version of creative. Like, could be, you know, unusual construction. Like, there's a million ways you can do each of these. And you can do it from the tiniest portion.
Mm.
And it can be even underneath your clothes, like Jill's underwear.
Yeah.
It can be something that nobody else sees.
Yeah.
I could just have really quirky socks on, you know, that nobody's ever going to see because they're inside my boots.
Yeah.
But for me, it can be an expression of something about my personality.
Yeah.
And so this is where, when we talk about personality dressing styles, we can often see them as a whole. And when you see them expressed, they're usually, here it is. Here is dramatic. And you can go, well, I couldn't do that because it's just too much.
Yeah.
But it's sometimes it's thinking about, like, I never used to do dramatic. I did very much classic. Mm. But I've realized that drama is actually part of my personality, but I started bringing it in really small elements.
Yes.
It was a small, it was a piece of jewelry that was small, and then I gradually got bigger, and then I got a bit bigger, and then I got a little, it was allowing myself and feeling comfortable. So taking baby little steps.
Yeah.
And until I felt that was actually comfortable and it was authentic.
Absolutely. And that's, I think, what's so wonderful about the way you have broken down personality dressing style. So you give us the whole picture. This is the wholesale way.
Yes.
This is it in its purest form. But you get to interpret. You get to interpret what it means for you, and you get to interpret how you use it, whether it's one piece at a time or whether it's something that's much more bolder and easily recognized as that. And of course, that's what's so wonderful about when you create your own style recipe, is it becomes something that is truly unique for you, and you get to define that.
Yeah, and you can redefine it over and over. So you're never stuck with a style recipe. And I think that's the joy, is that style is a journey, not a destination.
Yeah.
And so this is something that you will keep playing with your entire life.